Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The South African Revenue Service is stepping up its game when it comes to cryptocurrency taxation. It's now launched a dedicated crypto tax unit and is actively auditing taxpayers, sometimes even those who have already disclosed their crypto holdings. Letters are being sent out, I understand, and the pressure to comply is mounting. So, how exactly is SARS identifying crypto investors? What records do taxpayers need to provide? And are there risks even for those dealing in small amounts? I want to navigate this complex and I think evolving space, fast evolving space. I'm joined by Thomas Laban, tax legal specialist at Ibex Consulting, part of Latita Africa, who's been engaging directly with SARS on this issue. Thomas, a very warm welcome to you. So first of all, why has SARS decided to create this dedicated unit right now? How does it fit into broader tax enforcement trends?
Well, firstly, thanks, Jeremy. Good to be here. And to answer the question, non-compliance as far as crypto is concerned has long been an issue. And I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that this is probably one of the worst single areas that taxpayers are non-compliant in. From a SARS perspective, beyond just basic compliance, of course, they also have to tackle South Africa's grey-listed status, of which crypto compliance is a big part.
The question, I guess, is why there is such lax compliance? Is it simply easy to get away with at this point?
Being digital transactions, well, virtual currency as they're referred to, when crypto was first introduced back in 2009, this was something that the world hadn't really seen before. And again, the virtual nature of it made it very difficult for authorities to track, trace, and enforce the law around. Of course, regulation is slow, and what we're now seeing is that catching up to what long has been the wild west of crypto.
So, Thomas, how exactly then is SARS identifying crypto investors? Are they, for instance, working with the exchanges, or are there other tracking methods that are being employed?
Well, SARS has a full bouquet of options available to them, and they are vastly empowered to investigate and enforce non-compliance. In this case, what we've seen on the ground is SARS requesting information on certain taxpayers from the crypto exchanges in South Africa directly. Of course, they also have other tools at their disposal, comparing what goes into bank accounts to what is disclosed in tax returns. Of course, SARS isn't going to be outright with what specific means they're using to identify which taxpayers to look further into, but we know that they're well-resourced here.
Do we know how wide the current base or net is as far as crypto traders or crypto users are concerned?
Very difficult to get a certain figure on this with a good amount of authority to attach, but it has been reported recently that up to 10% of South Africa's population is or has been invested in crypto.
Wow, I would have had it a little bit lower than that. So it certainly is something that people are starting to engage with. And obviously, we can see why SARS then is taking notice. Now, there is a disclosure versus audit issue here. And by that, I mean some taxpayers who have already disclosed their holdings are still being audited. One, Thomas, can you confirm this? And two, if that is the case, is this a sign of increased scrutiny across the board?
Look, factually, it is the case, and I've personally seen one of those matters. Now, in those cases, it does appear at this point to be a timing issue when SARS receives that information and compares against a return, and then the time elapsed until that taxpayer corrects the situation in the relevant return. So where you've corrected that situation and you've disclosed your crypto transactions, but the crypto unit has already received information on you, you'll be hearing from them anyway.
So are there then, in that respect, specific records that crypto investors need to maintain to ensure compliance?
Firstly, Jeremy, a taxpayer needs to retain their records for 5 years after an assessment is issued by SARS, but it's always a good idea to keep your records afterwards anyway, because SARS can go back and ask you for that. And on the specific records that SARS wants, finally, we have a bit of good clarity directly from SARS on the matter. You see, you get what are called CSV files or comma separated value files, essentially Excel transaction histories that you can get from each of your exchanges or crypto wallets. And that's exactly what SARS wants to see without any manipulation. Beyond that, SARS also wants to know what your wallet IDs are. essentially your wallet addresses so that they can track and trace your transactions themselves to verify that what you give them is correct. And then the last piece of the puzzle is a PDF statement if the exchange provides it. That's a big thing that SARS likes to see.
I also think there might be a bit of a misnomer here. A lot of people might think that SARS is only going after big players, but I'm assuming that small crypto traders would also be at the risk of audits and penalties.
Absolutely. You know, if you've been drinking and you go through a roadblock, it doesn't matter if you're driving a Toyota Taz or a Ferrari California, you're still breaking the law. And that does seem to be the approach that SARS is taking. Now, of course, they'll want to go after those so-called whales more than anybody else. But at the same time, small instances of non-compliance can very quickly snowball.
Let's assume, Thomas, that someone has crypto holdings that were previously undeclared. What's the best course of action then to avoid any kind of penalty?
Depends on how long ago the return was filed, if it was filed at all, and then whether it was verified or not. So the easiest route for taxpayers on small amounts can be an additional assessment request that you have your practitioner, or if you're savvy enough, you submit to SARS to ask to be taxed on a further amount. But generally, what's a good idea for taxpayers to do is take advantage of the SARS Voluntary Disclosure Program, or VDP, which is essentially SARS amnesty program. And that allows you to either avoid completely or mitigate penalties quite substantially and completely avoid criminal prosecution. And it's sensitive. One of the biggest requirements around the VDP, Jeremy, is that it must be voluntary. So if you've already been contacted by SARS audit unit, it's either a warning letter where they invite you to submit a VDP application, tenuous enough as it is. But if you've been notified by SARS audit unit or crypto unit from the revenue augmentation unit, essentially risk audits, it's too late. Your only option then is to cooperate with them and give them what they require, and then see if there is any discussion to be held around the penalties that they want to impose, which, by the way, are standing at 100%, it seems.
And just a quick answer in conclusion, to the best of your knowledge, have there been any landmark cases in this country yet where a taxpayer has successfully challenged SARS on crypto taxation?
None that have been ventilated through the court, but I do see it coming fairly soon.
Thomas Laban, thank you very much indeed. Tax specialist at Ibex Consulting, part of Latita Africa. I appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.